And you're really more mature than that. So let it go.
One would hope.
Well, it's the only thing that's been pulling you back there is because you've been using the same old strategies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as soon as you let go of your strategies and imagine something different, then you can just slip right out of adolescence. You don't have to fall back into it anymore.
Cool.
Yeah. And being an adult is pretty much a lot of fun.
I'm thinking about trying it.
Yeah. We highly recommend it.
Thank you.
You're welcome, dear one. All right. Who else would like?
Hello, Alexis. This is Falco.
Well, hello.
I have for many months now considered this issue with my cats. And then the more I think about it, I'm beginning to feel that it's really also an issue about myself.
Right.
The issue is I have these two lovely cats. I've had them for about a year. I have a fairly big house, which they really enjoy running around and tear apart. And there's a nice balcony they can run out on. But they really probably would like to go outside the house. And I've had fears about it. My fears are, for instance, that I talk to my neighbor across the street. So even though there's not a lot of cars, I live in the outskirts of a very small town. There are a few wild drivers going by, and they had two kittens run over and killed by cars out on the street.
On your street,
on
right?
On my street.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of really scares me. And the other thing is they're not vaccinated, so I'm sort of afraid they're going to go out there and pick up diseases and stuff like that. But I'm really beginning to feel that I should let them go out.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of have a similar parallel to myself, particularly in regards to my work specifically right now, where I feel it's time to really renew what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going okay.
Right.
But it just feels like it's time for me to really re-engage and renew, be creative in my business.
Yes, yes.
Commit myself and be creative.
All right.
And so here's this thing, it's like with the cats, you know, they're having a good time. There's no question about it. But it is like it's probably better for them to be able to run wild out there as well.
Well, the thing is that you're attached to them. And sometimes when people get attached to animals, pets, things, people, whenever there's an attachment, there's a sense of responsibility to protect it, whatever it is that you're attached to, and a sense of wanting to keep it close to you, in a sense wanting to control it. And you very wisely come to the realization that these cats, as much as you care for them, much as you love them, much as you want them to be safe, that at some point that you have to let go of the intense holding on and let go of the holding on.
Excuse me.
Right? Now, this is the same thing that parents often have with children when they grow up, letting the children out on their own. There's a really funny and excellent commercial illustrating this, where the guy is talking to his daughter sitting behind the wheel, and he's talking to this five-year-old.
Oh,
sitting,
yeah, I saw it.
And saying, well, now you need to come be back home by such and such a time, and please be careful, and so on. Yeah, Daddy, says the five-year-old. And you're seeing it, of course, from his perspective. And then he steps back and he waves, and you see that it's actually like a 19 or 20-year-old. Yeah, behind the wheel, and she's driving away.
Yeah.
You know, and he's seeing his little girl go. Can he trust that? He wants her to be safe. He wants to hold on to her and protect her and so on. But he can't. He has to let go. He has to let her go. You know? And your cats, at 1 year of age or more, that, you know, they're adult cats now. They're mature enough. You know, you got, in a sense, you need to let them go too, in a way. Now, understand that cats can have a loyalty too. You know, there's a lot of this idea about cats being wild and free and kind of treating humans with, their humans with a certain amount of control and disdain, right? That's kind of part of the charm of cats and their independence and all that. But you see, if you can love the cats, you provide the food for the cats, are they going to want to go someplace else, really? They're going to stay around. They're going to stick around. And you need to let them out so that they can learn how to protect and defend themselves, unless you've had them declawed. But you haven't had them declawed yet.
Nope.
That's why they're tearing up the house. So they have their protection, right? They're not kittens exactly anymore. They're not like kittens that got run over.
Right.
All right? What you got was a fear imagination from that. And it froze you. You stiffened and you held on to the cats.
Yeah.
Now, the way that it does work with you is that there's a part of you that you know you need to renew your engagement with your work.
Right.
Because what you have in your work, you've got your survival there. You've got, there's a certain amount of excitement, enthusiasm you had in having that business actually work, actually support you. Wow, that was a pretty good deal. You went through some crises with it where you're thinking, well, maybe I should make some adjustments, maybe I should be changing some stuff like that. But you've realized very wisely, in fact, that it's all about your change, your self-image, who you're becoming. And that business will always reflect wherever you are. Right? So if you want to re-engage with the business, you need to go dream the future. What is it in the future of your business that could excite you? What could be really fun in the future? And not just, you know, money and income. That's not just maintenance and stuff. You've already seen that. That's something you've already can imagine, right? You want to stretch and stretch. What engagement with that business could be original, creative, fun, interesting, new, and fresh? And what would that require of you? You'd have to be more creative. You'd have to be more flexible. You'd have to stretch a bit. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see it from where I am.
Right. So, we would suggest go visit your future self. You know, the one that's like, say, 4 years in the future, 3 years in the future, something like that, who's having a total blast. And you go and just hang out with him in the business. He might be doing different things there too. Trying out different things. Having a good time. But make sure that he's very, very creative. That he's very imaginative. That he's having fun. That the engagement touches him somewhere. It's meaningful to him somewhere. That he has some passion somewhere in there. You want to engage with it, but it may be that you really just want to engage more deeply in something, anything. And if that's the case, you might be surprised when you show up to your future self and find he's in an entirely different business or something, you know? It can be just a, what did I do? Oh my, what did I do in the next 3 years? Ah, what's happened? Well, he got very imaginative and he created something. Maybe even more closely aligned with his passion. You understand?
Yeah.
Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that your business is going to go down the tubes, okay? We're not saying that. But what we're saying is use your future self for your imagination. Let him inspire you.
Okay.
Okay? You can always play there. And you can always choose. Maybe future just inspires you, but that's not the one you really want. You shift over. Okay, let's go for this future way over here. He's got this factor, this new interesting factor that I picked up with this future self. He's got that too, but he's also doing this other thing. Oh, that's interesting. And he's doing this with the business. Oh, that's interesting. You may not even know the details, not even know the form, but you'll sense it. And that's what you need. You just need to get an idea, a sensing
right.
of what it's like to be engaged and what that really, really feels like inside you.
Yes.
And you haven't gotten there yet.
No.
You just want it. You know you're missing something. But
yeah.
what is it? What is it? What is it? What is it?
Mm-hmm.
There. You know, go feel it. Then look around you and it'll show up. That's what imagination does. It's the key to manifesting. Most people are weak in their imagination. And so that's why most people lapse into fantasy and they don't really manifest that well. All right?
All right.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. I mean, now I need to go figure out, you know, what form that takes.
No, you need to go just keep imagining.
Yeah.
The form will drop in. Don't worry about the form.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that form. I'm just hanging out with my higher self, with my future self.
Right, right. Just get the vibration, get the resonance, get the energy, get the sensing, just the sensing of the difference and what that feels like. It's like you feel a different crystal, you can feel a different vibration in each crystal. And you can be there can be a clear quartz crystal. You can have like 5 or 6 clear quartz crystals, and you can pick them up, and each one has a slightly different color, vibration, sense.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So pick your future self and just feel that.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And then look around your life in the day now and to let it just kind of, and ask, okay, let's just let it come in now.
Okay.
Let that energy come in. And what is that energy going to create as form and possibility?
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. One more.
Hi, Galexis. It's Michelle.
Hello.
Hi. I want to ask you a question about my physical healing.
Yes.
When I wake up every morning, my back's in a lot of pain, and I go through the day, and it's kind of there all the time now. And I had this when I was younger, and it turned out to be old hurt that I needed to work through with my mother. And so I did that, and my back healed miraculously once I dealt with those issues. And so now I'm wondering, is there something that I'm not dealing with to have this recurrent pain? I mean, I'm trying to take care of it on a physical level. I'm doing, you know, I'm seeing different people to work with it. But is there something that I'm not doing emotionally or some message that I'm not getting to have it be recurring like this?
All right. We're getting several messages. Now, when your back hurts, you know, you found it a situation with your mother originally,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of it had to do with resolving some of the tension between you and her, and some of her expectations on you, and some of your assumptions and expectations about her. You had to drop all that stuff off. You remember that, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. In a sense, you had to make your relationship with her real.
Mm.
Okay. Now, what we're sensing here is that you've gone to another level, and you know that, of course, your life is rather expanded and quite different from what it had been then. What we sense here is that you're having difficulty supporting your self-image that you are expanding into.
Yeah.
Right. Mm. So in a way, it's like there's a conflict between the you that you perceive yourself to be and that the you that you are becoming in the very near future.
Hmm.
And you're seeing that there's a gap there when there really isn't that much of a gap, because your attention is being, in a sense, put on... It's almost as if you're focusing in, you're backing into the future, focusing on the past somehow. Now, we know that you work a lot with future and present and so on and so on. We know that you really are shifting your image. You have in this lifetime had to go through huge shifts in self-image.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think that you get to a certain point and you stop there. This is part of your life path, is to discover more and more of who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
And you haven't gotten there yet.
Mm-hmm.
There's parts of you have not even begun to tap.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're still trying, some of it is that you're still trying to do it all logically and figure it out. And you're going to have to let go of all the last of your cause and effect type stuff. Because that's you using the past too much. So you need to stretch your imagination. It's really nice you came to this particular event. Stretch your imagination and dream yourself about 3 years in the future.
Hmm.
Without back pain.
Uh-huh.
Then who is she?
Uh-huh.
Who is she? She gets up in the morning, she's comfortable. Who is she now? What would she do? Some of your back pain is you keeping yourself from experiencing that. There's a chaos there. There's an unknown there. It's a little scary. The back holds the familiar in place.
I mean, I'm in a period in my life where it's true. I don't 100%. On one level, I really know who I am in terms of I know I'm a light being having a physical plane experience.
Right.
I know that for sure. I had a really direct emotional understanding of that.
Yes.
But in terms of
how it applies in your daily mundane
exactly.
life. That's
exactly.
You're just really puzzled.
It's right? true. I am.
And so that's where you're in the conflict. Yes. And so you're trying to use, like the previous questioner, you're trying to use old tools.
Hmm.
To kind of old tools to try to figure out where you're going,
mm-hmm.
to expand yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You need to stretch your imagination and not use those old tools so much. Those old tools are analysis,
uh-huh.
logic,
uh-huh.
Over processing stuff.
Yeah.
The great over processor, right? Oh, I've analyzed every single detail.
And I used to think I didn't do it enough.
That's right. Well, mm-hmm. that's your slave driver.
Yeah.
All right. Saying, oh, you haven't done enough now. You haven't mm-hmm. worked enough. You haven't improved yourself enough. You haven't fixed yourself enough. You haven't mm-hmm. figured it out enough.
Mm-hmm.
Keep processing. Keep digging around in your history.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your mother was useful because that cleared up your back once. Maybe it's something back there. Maybe it's your dad. Okay, yeah, it's daddy. Okay, we're going to... No, you know, it's really much more your future.
Mm-hmm.
The you that you're just wanting to be so badly.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know how to apply it.
Mm.
So stretch, dream it.
Okay.
Use some of the techniques we talked about.
Okay.
All right.
That's great. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Oh, that went a little faster than we expected.
Oh,
well,
you're still less than 45 minutes away from 9:15, so always going to take you at least 35 minutes to do your thing.
All right.
And then another 10 to wrap up.
All right.
We know we've been keeping
He knows. He knows us very well. We'll just, we don't have time. We know you do, so we... So what we would like to do now is we'd like to do some work on you, with you, so that you can stretch, so that you can heal things, so that you can change things, so that you can lift out of limitations. The lift into the greater sense of freedom and to the greater sense of knowing who you are, which is part of what you're here to do anyway. And like we mentioned to that one, dear one, so you can move into the in this alignment with love. Rather than having to figure out all the law and order of everything. A lot of you in your personal growth and development have gone through the old school where you have to take apart your history, dismantle your history. And you go over it over again and again, and you have to figure everything out. We know the one who channels us was excellent at figuring. And she never could figure things out. She never knew enough to figure it out. It frustrated her. She worked at it diligently. Her mind was clicking so much she couldn't sleep. She just had to figure these things out. Got to figure it out. Let it go. No more figuring out, okay? You've kind of reached the point where you have diminishing returns of all that processing. Now, we would say that you still can process, but your process can be much more intuitive, much more free, flexible, flowing, and filled with more ahas, gentle and loving to yourself. Non-linear. You got to get off the linear track. So, think about it. What is it? What is it that you would like not to have in your life anymore? You know, we know, is that if you have like a whole bunch of things that are good in your life, but you have some things that are really sticky wickets, that are really dark or limiting or something, where do you put most of your attention? You're going to put it on what you still haven't fixed yet, right? So what is it? Fine, just to use as an example, you can just find something that you think that is really needs to be improved, fixed, changed. Just choose one for right now. Now, that's one thing in your life. Is it something that you do? And do other people do it? Whatever that thing is. In other words, do you belong in a group identity with a whole bunch of people who do that? Whatever it is. Or experience that circumstance, whatever it is, that you don't want in your life. Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to get the vortex spinning for you. And we're going to release that into the vortex. And we're going to take you to a future in which you're part of a group of people who do not experience this. Who do not have it. Just don't have it at all. And you can belong there and feel that and experience that. And then once again, we'll use the vortex. You can use the vortex to clean out stuff you don't want. Then we can use the vortex to take whatever radiance, vibration, intention you have and send it out there into your world to dream for you and your world the way you wish it to be. So let yourself get comfortable and balanced as much as you can so you don't fall over anything. Close your eyes. And give yourself a few nice relaxing breaths. You know the drill. You've done it before many, many times. If not with us, you've done it with others. A guided visualization type journey. Now don't put too many projections on it. You might miss some of what's going on. But just let yourself relax into your center. Just let yourself ground in your own being. That may be a visualization on your part where you send a plumb line from your root chakra down into the earth to ground, from your crown chakra out to God, Goddess, all that is, or higher self or greater self to ground above. Or it may just be paying attention to your heart love, to what you sense is the essence of you somewhere in your center. whatever it is for you, to ground, to connect, to center, to align yourself in a quiet space with yourself. Do that. And let yourself gently feel deeper, more relaxed as you do that. There will be noises outside the room. They have nothing to do with you. They only serve as a kind of background or white noise, you might say. You tune it out, but you just let it be safe for you. And imagine that you're just gently floating through a starry sky. A beautiful sky. It could be a day sky, a twilight or dawn sky, or an evening sky with a bright moon, or an evening sky at new moon. No moon in the sky shining. Dark, dark sky, inky black sky, but filled with hundreds and thousands of stars. And these stars, dear one, are your friends. Each star, a friend who's come to be with you, a consciousness who cares about you. When we work with you, we call all your friends in. You know some of them. Most you do not. You have members of your spiritual family who've been watching you lifetime after lifetime. You are the representative of your family on this physical plane. And they send you their support. They send you their love. They come to be with you. They shine their love light upon you. They twinkle, which is like a wink of love to you. Hundreds, thousands of stars, like the Milky Way, around you, surrounding you, in a beautiful sky, either a day sky, twilight or dawn sky, or night sky. Let yourself drift, feeling safe and loved and supported. You are safe. You've been on a long journey in this life so far, in the few years in which you have lived, in this time that is an illusion that you have created, to gain a lot of life experiences, to come into your wisdom. And dear ones, you are there. You have come into the first of your great levels of wisdom. The future awaits you. The planet is so happy you've come. Mother Earth and you together will change. Will change things. Will heal things. Lift things. So much beauty lies ahead. So much adventure. Beautiful, positive adventure. Love, expansion lies ahead for you. And some of these stars now move from their position in the sky and move together above you. And these stars, these beings, come together and form a bright star. Put their light together. This is the way we show ourselves. We, the bright star, the group of beings that we are. And we send a beam of light down to you. You can feel the light hitting the top of your head, there's a radiant heat or a radiant cool. But you can feel that energy of light touching the top of your head. As we send this beam of light down to you, as it reaches you, it is a column of light that surrounds you. Let us surround you in a color that is appropriate to you. Oh, most people think of white light. That may be. But it could also be lavender or beautiful pale turquoise, pink, peach. It could be a rich, rich blue-green, deep violet. Whatever color is right for you, we are. And we are using that color for healing, to balance you, to touch you, to energize you in a particular way. So let yourself be held by our light. Let us wrap our light around you. And just let yourself be wrapped up, floating in a starry sky. Wrapped up in light. Safe. And now, dear one, we ask you to give us that you have, you as an experience, a pattern, a behavior, an issue, a pain, a trouble, that you would like not to have in your life anymore. At the count of three, we ask that you give it to us and we will send it into the vortex to be spun away, returned to the light and essence that it is, to free you of it. And we'll work with you to pull it, to move it out of you. This is where you can heal whatever it is that has been bothering you. Let yourself be prepared to receive our help. If you don't want it, that's fine. We will not give it, but we will give it to whatever extent you can allow yourself to receive it. So at the count of three, to open, and we will work with you to release it, to spin it out. It'll move up a little ways and then push out in 1,000 directions, spinning into the universe. One. Pay attention to it and feel it. Feel the emotional energy that comes with it. Feel the limitation of it. Yeah, feel that limitation. Feel it intensely now. Feel the boundaries, the borders, the limits that you're stuck in with it. Two. And now open and give it to us. Three. Don't receive it back in. Just let it keep moving out. There's just a little bit left in some of you. Just, okay. We're pulling. again. All right, now feel the space. Feel the space where it was. Feel the emptiness of that space. Feel a sense of dimension to yourself, an expansion of your space. Where that had been a limitation, you're free. Feel the expansion of that space. You're more, you're lighter, you're brighter, your aura is bigger. Just because you got rid of a big chunk of limitation. Now this issue, this limitation, the circumstance is anchored into your subconscious mind. It's anchored into habit. It's anchored into your story, your image of yourself. It's anchored into your beliefs and the ways that you expect things to be. So let all of this other stuff, the support team for your issue, let that go now at the count of three. One, all the beliefs that have held it into place, all the assumptions and projections, all that self-image dating back to your age 19, age 16, 14, age 8, age 5, whoever it was that created it, created that strategy, that pattern. All of those dynamics, all of those experiences, all of that environment. Feel that. Feel the support of the negative. It's a negative support system. It's threatening. If you move or budge out of it, you're going to get whammied, so you better stay within your limits. Or it's scary to go outside your limits. Will people understand you? Will you have any friends? Or if you allow yourself to heal miraculously, does that fly in the face of your belief that it takes time? Is your self-image the person of the enduring person, the person who learns through pain and suffering? Feel this limiting support system, the context around this issue. How society has reinforced it. How your family did. How all the people that you knew kept bringing that same thing to you. All the circumstances of your business life, all the discouragement, disappointment, you almost have gotten to expect it, to expect that all your desires, your joys will dissolve. Life could have a lot of dissolving that's not pleasant. Feel that now. Feel that complex weave of support for the issue, the limitation. At the count of three, one, two, and three. Open and give it to us. It's coming out of every cell of your body. Just let it just pour out of the cells of your body. Feel it just kind of pouring like a liquid out of your body. Pouring up, 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 up into the vortex. Up, up, up. Until it just pulls all of that stuff, all that vibration out of you. Sticky stuff. It's all pulled off. Let us help you. Let us help you pull the sticky stuff. Let us help you touching your subconscious and ooching your subconscious mind to release that as well. And it spins out. It spins out into this vortex, into the world to be dissolved. freed. You are freed of it. Come on, just as a little bit more residue. Come on. Let it all go. Just breathe free. Let it all go. That whole thing. You may not know who you are with it gone, but don't worry about it. Just let it go anyway. Let it go. Let go of control. Let go of having to know. Having to figure it all out. Let it go. Let it go. All that earning instead of receiving. Let it go. There we go. And now float in the void. Let yourself just be in the emptiness. Don't try to figure anything out. Just sense yourself. Sense your essence. Your light being essence. That's it. Don't go looking for the issue. Don't go testing or checking. Just let it go. Let it be gone. Let yourself just float in nothing. You are now no thing. You are out of and beyond form right now. In this space. In the nothing space. In the void. In the womb of the goddess. Here is the place of great creativity. A place of great imagination. First, know thyself. Human, know thyself. You are a spark of consciousness. A piece of the divine. Beloved. Of God, Goddess, all that is. You are made of love, aligned with love, a being of love, free, empowered. Floating free, just being now. Be. And now sense yourself floating as if you're moving through space gently and easily. And let yourself in your imagination land in the future somewhere. Somewhere 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 years, maybe 10 in the future. Let yourself land. Land into the future you. Or land into a room in which you observe your future self. The one who is beyond this issue, who has forgotten in a sense that you ever had that issue, that limitation, filled with adventure and opportunity. Filled with awareness, with joy. Now, in your imagination, open your mental eyes to that world, to that future. Not your physical eyes, but your mental eyes. And now observe and feel. Feel what it's like to be there. Feel the freedom. Feel the comfort in your emotional body. Feel the exhilaration, the joy, the happiness, the beatitude. feel the gratitude, feel the happiness, feel the peace, feel the passion, whatever's there, all these good things, these beautiful things, feel them. Feel them as being natural to you. Feel your prosperity and abundance. Feel your connection and love with others. A sense of belonging. Feel a sense of greatness, of personal destiny. And sense that you, as this free, empowered, loving being, fulfilling your mission, fulfilling your dreams, how that would feel if it was absolutely natural to you. Feel how good that feels. Just sense it. Imagine it. Come on, you can imagine feeling really happy. And now imagine, beyond the happiness, that your whole environment, your whole lifestyle, all your beliefs, all your self-image, your whole attitudes, everything, and the people around you are all aligned with this love, aligned with this light, with you. You belong with beautiful other light beings. Also happy, harmonious within themselves. Feel yourself as part of the oneness. Recognize that you are living in a world in which you belong. Just because it's your vibration, you can be uniquely you. You can do and be what you desire. And that the beliefs that you hold are free. That allow you to expand, to do all sorts of magical and wonderful things. And your self-image, the knowledge of who you are, the expanded, brilliant light being that you are. You work from your authority of spiritual sense. Your knowing, your light shines and radiates. And your imagination. You are creative. You laugh. You have fun. You love. You receive. You're motivated by passion. No more slave driver, free to be motivated by your passion, your will, your focus, your choice of engagement, your direction, your full life, deep, rich, full. You have depth, profound depth. And it's so, so freeing, so beautiful, so totally beautiful. What a treasure your life is. The support systems, your subconscious with you, your unseen friends, your spiritual helpers, your spirit friends, all with you. We are still with you. Still surrounding you in light. The color may have shifted. We're with you. Now, if you have a real clear idea of the form of the manifestation, sense yourself experiencing it. if you don't just sense the joy of a sense of success and fulfillment, a sense of feeling really, really good, happy, healthy, everything, feeling it really good. Now, intensify it. Intensify that feeling. Brighten it as if a big beam of light is brightening you up. Intensifying every positive energy you have been feeling. Come on, more. More. Come on, feel it more. Imagine it brighter. Imagine it more creative. Imagine it even more light. More love. More fun. More happiness, more prosperity, more, come on, more, feel it, more, feel the energy of it. See yourself doing all sorts of interesting things, maybe traveling around the world, see yourself flying, see whatever it is, see yourself doing things, being radiant, powerful and free, just more, come on, more. Ramp it up. Now we're going to join our light with yours. We're going to ramp it up really, really, really bright. And at the count of three, we're going to send it into the vortex as a program imprint for your reality, for your world, to manifest for you. Okay, come on, more intense now. Really more intense. Build it up, come on. More, more, more. One, come on. Two, and three. Let it go. Let it go. Come on now, let it all go. We know you might want to hold on to it. Don't let it, no, let it go. You've got to let it go. Let it go out there. Let it go out there and touch your world. Touch all the illusion, all the time space that you live within in this life. Let it be drenched. Let it be imprinted in your whole world. A whole world filled with loving, caring, free, empowered, trusting, safe people. Kind people. Wonderful, rich, deep, creative, ingenious, imaginative, unique people. Yourself included. Quite a celebration of possibility. It's all going out there now. Just sense it going in a wave, a ripple effect, you at the center, going way across the planet, just speeding across the planet, faster, faster, just like light. Light speeding across the planet, faster. And it's moving so fast that this light moves around the planet. These ripples move around and they start crossing each other. They're coming around back to you again. Let yourself just wait. There's a wave coming of light, a wave you sent out returning to you. The count of three, let yourself receive this wave that has drenched your world with your vision. One, two, three. Just lift up. Here we go. There's a wave coming. Here we are. The light comes through, lifting up, and going back down now. Gentle. Oh, and you thought it was going to be a tsunami, you know. A gentle wave of love, kindness, and joy. And it is done. And we've done a little bit of other individual work with you. So before you test it to see whether your issue is indeed gone, Give yourself a little time. Go to sleep tonight. Go to sleep free. And think about what it is you dreamed for your future right before you go to sleep. Take that as the last thing you think of before you go to sleep. And then let yourself sleep and let your brain repattern through the night. The brain does a lot of work. It's very busy at night. Actually, as busy or more busy at night sometimes than during the day. Besides repairing your body from the day's work and changes and stress, that brain is also overseeing the implementation of your desires, your choices, and your preferences of attraction. So that when you wake up, feel lighter and freer. We're with you right now. We're still with you. We didn't go anywhere. Our light's still wrapped around you just a little bit. But when you go to sleep, maybe you just might want to say hi, Galexis, in your mind. And let us just nurture you and hold you a bit as you drift to sleep. With dreams and imaginations on your mind. And let us work with you through the night. Let us be with you. And in the morning when you wake up, we'll be done. We'll do some special work. You might even want to ask us for some special work. We'll be happy to do it. But for now, we suggest that you open your eyes, return to this place, this room, to this body, this time-space intersection of the illusion you call time-space. And just let yourself be free for a while. Enjoy. Move into the rest of your day and night, and we'll be with you. It is a pleasure to be working with you, to be speaking with you. We surround you, dear ones, with our light, and as always, our love. Farewell.